Your hands on my hips, pull me right back to you. I catch that thrust, give it right back to you. You're in so deep, I'm breathing for you. You grab my brakes, touch my back half for you. Your diesel engine, I'm squirting that oil all down on the floor till my speakers start to boil. I flip shish, quick slip, hip dip, and I'm twisted. And your hands and your lips and your tongue tricks. And you're so thick. And you're so big, and you're so crown royal on ice, crown royal on ice, crown royal on ice, crown royal on ice.
Good evening, and welcome to the Mile High Club. I'm Jasmine, your host for the evening, and with me, my co-pilot, King. King, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening. Good evening. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. I am coming to you tonight from Washington, D.C., our nation's capital.
How are they treating you out there?
King, they all need to be spanked here in D.C., I'll tell you that much.
Well, I'm sure, you know, Washington, D.C., with all those politicians, that's a definite hotbed of people who need to be tied up. Most of them need to be gagged as well. But I'm sure you'll find a lot of good work out there.
So far, so good. How have you been?
I've been good. I'm down here in the Sunshine State, enjoying some sun, you know, training people at body altitudes and taking off my clothes all over the state. I'm enjoying it.
I'm missing this. This is crazy.
Yeah, you're missing it. Come back with some dollars.
Okay, well, I'll make all of this D.C. money, and I'll be down there to put it in your... You know what? What are we talking about tonight? Because this is going in a different direction.
Well, we have a very special guest on the show tonight. A very popular name. People have heard about her all over the world. You wanna chime the people in on who we got tonight?
I do. I am smiling from ear to ear because recently we had the pleasure of meeting Nerissa Irving in person, and she's so gracious to join us tonight on the show. So before we turn her mic on, I just want to share with our listeners, you probably already know Nerissa Irving, but she has such an extensive and interesting bio. I wanted to make sure that we shared some of the highlights, just a few, so you guys have to definitely read more. But she's been in front of the camera since the tender age of 7, modeling and performing. She's a childhood violinist, a model, very, very well regarded woman in business, and she comes to us bringing her love, health, and sexology. We're going to talk a little bit about her Kamoy magazine, which she's the CEO of, and hear about the launch of Naturotica, her own cosmetic and health line. And I am so excited to learn a little bit more about yoni popping. So, without
I want to know all about yoni popping too. Right?
I know.
That's why I'm here. Right?
So, Nerissa, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you for that great introduction.
You are welcome. You have such a fantastic background, but somehow we were just like, okay, that's wonderful, the violin and the magazine and everything, but tell us about this yoni popping.
unless you could play the violin while yoni popping. You could do that.
I can. That's very possible.
I see a video in the future.
Right? That will go viral. That will go viral. But basically, yoni popping, it's a full body workout and pelvic floor workout. So I involve, you know, toning your legs, your body, your whole body, but also focusing on the pelvic floor, the Kegel muscles, you know, because to work out everything else on our body, but we forget that very special muscle down there. We forget that it's even a muscle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, over the years, as women, that muscle, you know, if you don't use it, you can lose it. And they don't realize that. So
yoni popping is just a workout that engages those muscles so that we can keep it strong forever and always have amazing orgasm and have a nice lubricated yoni for the rest of our lives.
I'm sold.
Yeah, that's important. That's the Lord's work right there.
That's right. That is fantastic. So, Narissa, I had a chance to go on to your YouTube, and actually, King and I, we were looking at one of your videos, the one where you're doing vaginal weightlifting.
Yes.
And, you know, so from just listening to that term, vaginal weightlifting, it may seem a little odd, but actually listening and watching you explain it was really quite fascinating. And in our parties, we incorporate the importance of good vaginal health, including Kegels, and even for men. And I'll let King talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah, but you talk about that, King. They need to know.
Tell me a little bit, though, about the yoni eggs, because our clients are very familiar with, like, Kegel balls, even the glass egg, but the ones that you have, there's obviously something special about them. So can you share a little bit about the yoni egg?
Yes, like, you know, each egg is different. You know, you have red jasper, you have rose quartz, different ones, different stones, different crystals, and each one of them has a special metaphysical property to them. So, you know, people believe that each stone has a healing property. It, you know, like the black obsidian that could be used for women that have gone through a lot of issues and turmoil, you know, when it comes to like childbirth, if they lost a baby or have relationship issues, obsidian could be used for that. Rose quartz, you know, great for attracting love and things like that. So each stone has a different, symbolizes something, and it's very spiritual. So that's the difference between the yoni eggs and the other Kegel exercisers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We were already just talking about male Kegels, and gentlemen out there, you know, there are many ways that you can do male Kegels. It helps you prolong your sexual activity, helps you have stronger orgasms. I was told when I first started in adult entertainment that if you do these exercises, it also helps you ejaculate for distance, you know. So, can a yoni egg be used by men, or is this something specifically for women?
This is something specifically for women, but if you want to, like, tie it on your erect penis and try to lift it, that could probably be an exercise for men. Because, you know,
That's what's up. I'm going to try that.
Yeah, and you'll have to make a YouTube video of it also, please.
Yes.
All right,
yeah.
I got you.
Because we need the visuals. So that is really interesting, and I'm assuming, you know, when women are learning about these yoni eggs and using them for the healing property, there's someone like yourself that they consult with.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, okay. You know, a lot of people, they see it, and they're like, oh, my God, is it going to hurt? Does it feel funny? You know, will it get stuck? So my eggs, they have the string attached to it just for to make sure that, you know, you're comfortable, because you don't want to be doing your Kegels or using them for the healing properties, and then you're stressing about if it's going to get stuck, which is not. You can push a baby out of there. You can push a small egg out of your vagina.
That is the truth. What goes up must come down.
Yes, exactly.
Let me ask you also, so that our listeners are not, like, out there, you know, just looking for, you know, these eggs. I'm assuming there's probably some frauds out there, right? So how do they know that they're getting a good quality egg that is going to actually yield healing?
Yeah, see, that's a lot of controversy right now going around with the eggs. See, the people that I work with, my business partner overseas, you know, he lets me know, like, there are eggs out there that are toxic, that are not even real, you know? There are eggs out there that have been painted to look like the original one. And it, over the years, you know, can you imagine if you have to clean your egg every time you use it, and then all of a sudden it starts, the paint just starts to come off? Like, it's very scary out there. That's why I personally have, like, my SGA reports on each of my eggs and those mm-hmm. that I buy just to back myself up because I don't want to sell anything that's not real. So I get my eggs tested just to make sure. So, but there are crazy things out there. And people have to also remember that when you're buying something that is supposed to be spiritual from someone, you do not want to buy something from someone that is toxic themselves, meaning mm-hmm. they have issues with them. So can you imagine buying such a spiritual thing that you put inside of you from somebody that's completely toxic? I just feel like, you know, that kind of like takes away everything from the egg. So you have to be careful who you buy from as well.
Well, we have our dealer on the line, so I'm excited to learn more and also to introduce our clients to something new and a different element of sensuality, sexuality, which we talk about this all the time. It really starts with how one feels, perceives themselves, and have dealt with, you know, past traumas.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. King, I am going to save some of my questions that I have for a little bit later. I know you had some things that you wanted to talk to Narissa about, so I'll turn it over to you.
All right. Well, I have a few gentlemen who know that you and I have worked together, and one of them specifically told me, he said he celebrates your entire catalog and loves your work very much. And he wanted to know, this is a question from him. I won't say his name. He's got a significant other. He doesn't want to get in trouble. But he wanted to know, are you going to be doing anything with Playboy again?
I don't know. I would love to. Let's cross our fingers. You never know. It might happen again. I'm not sure, but I would love to do something with Playboy again.
Yes, I think for people who don't know, definitely go check out Narissa in some back issues of Playboy. I think a lot of men that I know who do follow you are like completely infatuated with your hair. I think that's like it's very interesting because we speak so much about fetishes on this show, and I think that it's a very beautiful thing that not just black men but mm-hmm. white men, Latino men that I speak to when regards to you are very infatuated with your hair and that it's natural. So I think. I mean, I won't say tell us about your hair, but how long have you been growing it?
I've been growing it now for 28 years. I just turned 29, so, and it's almost to the floor. I get a lot of sexual things about my hair. Oh, do you get tied up with it? Yes, I get tied up with it. I get spanked with it. My hair is used in a lot of ways than just being pretty.
Very nice, very nice. So, being that that's one of the fetishes that people have for you, what are your fetishes?
Wow, my fetishes would have to be like, I love being the dom in sub situation. I love being submissive. I like being told what to do. So I would have to say yes. The whole submissive dominant situation is my fetish.
Interesting. Interesting. We're gonna have to get you up to North Florida for FetCon, then, I guess.
That's right. That is right. You know, and it's funny because, so we have some behind the scenes footage out. Well, maybe, I don't know, maybe it'll be on the scene of me and you with the paddle. So,
our listeners,
you gotta have to follow her and check out what's coming because we've done a little bit of work showing Narissa in her natural element and me and mine.
Mm-hmm.
So now
I can't wait.
So do you find that most people expect you to be more dominant, although naturally that's what you prefer?
No, a lot of the things that men write me, they like my hair, they like that I'm small, and they like that I look like a little girl. So nobody expects me to be dominant. They expect me to be this very submissive, very like I listen very well because I have a baby face, and I get it.
Right.
But you know, I've never gotten the whole dominant thing before.
Okay.
you also do sensual goddess retreats. I was actually honored to be invited to your last one.
Yes, you set up the whole show. They loved you.
Talk about submissive. Clip that you guys show from the retreat, as soon as King started talking, everybody went silent. That was
yeah, awesome. Nobody said nothing. They were talking so much shit before he came out. This is that, and I'm going to do this, and yeah, he walked out. Nobody had nothing to say. Nothing.
It was funny because I did, we started, when I got there, started the evenings with a massage, and at certain points, it was completely quiet out there. They might have heard like a little spank or something like that. And then I heard everybody just start giggling and talking and this, that, and the other. And then just like you said, as soon as I walked out, nobody had any questions. I thought we were going to have some kind of amazing conversation. Everybody was just looking at me like, okay, you know. But I did want to ask, with the retreats that you do, tell us a little bit more about that and what it is that you are hoping to accomplish by bringing women together and speaking on sensuality, sexuality, and so forth.
Well, I want to, you know, talking about sexuality and sensuality and feminine care, it's not something that we talk about a lot. And I like the whole, you know, bringing women together and making them feel comfortable enough to open up, because we don't do that. We hardly do that with our own parents. And if, you know, somebody like me, which they, you know, they feel like I'm very open and honest, can bring them together and just, you know, just talk to them and make them laugh. And I cook for them. And, you know, I bring people like you that, you know, epitomize the whole sensuality thing. And it really helps them. I just want them to feel free and be able to speak about what they don't really speak about. And also build friendships with other women that they have never met. And feel open, because we lack so much things when it comes to sensuality and sexuality. Mm-hmm. People think everything is so taboo, you know, and somebody like me that comes and can tell them about my experiences and tell them about my sexual experiences, it makes them feel more comfortable. And, you know, it's just fun. It's just fun to be around people that are just open and telling their true side, you know, so that's all I want to do bring. It's just bring health and awareness to the whole sexual, to women.
That's beautiful. All of that sounds great, but the messed up part that I heard is that there was food and I didn't get it.
Oh yeah, you were doing the massages and everything.
I was back there working up an appetite too, but you know, maybe next time. I'm just messing with you. Do you have any plans for any future
yes.
Goddess?
And I want you and Jasmine to be a part of the future ones. I think we will kill it. We will be a great team. Me, you, and Jasmine, we have to do one together.
That would be fun. We'll be yoni popping and massaging.
Stiletto popping.
Stilettos. Oh, man. That is going to be fantastic. I have a question, though. Now, King, you offer an array of massages, right? And you have, and Arissa, you have these goddesses and goddesses in training, and you know, these I've had a chance to kind of just see some of the women that follow you. I actually know some personally. They were so excited when they saw our picture together, and I want to know, King, out of your menu of massages, what do goddesses go for?
I want to say first and foremost, all women are goddesses and should know that about themselves and treat themselves as such. From that particular night, the popular massage of the night was Shades of Grey.
That was
the popular one of the night.
And can you tell us what Shades of Grey is?
Shades of Grey involves sensory deprivation, restraints, dom-sub role play, and my hands and other things, making sure that there's relaxation and at sometimes punishment and rewards.
Yeah, all that sounds amazing. That's why they came out so flustered. And when they came out of the room, they was had nothing to say. Their face looked red, and their hair looked like it just was all messy. And when we asked them, how was it? Each one of them was like, nice. It was really nice. Nobody would give any information.
They were so, to me, that I think that is very telling, because women that are starting to want to expand, you know, their sexual catalog, their sexual health, learn more about themselves, are usually in a really good place of, you know, wanting to be empowered. Or already empowered. But it's really nice to see that you can have both. You can have that balance of being in control of your sexuality, your sensuality, but still enjoy, you know, the pleasures of submitting, or, you know, having something like Shades of Grey. Very glad.
Yeah, I think that's, for me, out of all the massages, I appreciate when women choose that one the most, because that's already showing that there's something that they see in me, not just in the sense of being able to be dominant, but also that there's something that they see in me that they can trust me to be so.
Exactly.
And I think that's one of the things that's most important, whether it's a massage or you're with your partner, your lover, whoever, is that you can feel like, okay, you might dominate me, you might punish me, all these other things, but at the same time, I'm safe to do these things with you. And I can trust you that you will respect my limits and take care of me.
Can you give that energy off? Like, you already give that energy. I just want you to know, as a woman that just met you, you give that energy off already. Like, you're like walking dominant, if you didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
You picked the right name for yourself.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah. That is, well, I'm excited. I hope everybody heard it here, that we will continue working with Narissa. And King, I believe you have a spread that talks about erotic touch that's in the in one of your magazine.
Yes,
articles,
he does.
Right? Uh-huh.
And it's very kinky.
How about you tell us a little bit about the launch of your online, and it's going to be in print as well, right?
Yes, print will be optional. You can download or you can order print, yes. Well, I have some great interviews in there and some beautiful women that have submitted some amazing photos. I also have, of course, have your spread, which the interview was great. The photos are just tantalizing. The female model that you're giving the massage to is absolutely gorgeous. I also have Duchess Lattimore from Black Ink in there. I did a great spread of her because, you know, I wanted to get her in there and show her in a different light, just not just the reality TV star, to show her that she's a businesswoman as well, other than just a tattoo artist. So I showed her as a businesswoman, but also showed her sexy side as well. And but, you know, Naturotica is short for natural erotica. And I just want to show people, you know, that sex is not taboo. Sex is life, and we need to appreciate it, you know. And also, we need to learn about feminine health, both and masculine health. And men also, we need to know new tips to have orgasms. Naturotica is just a platform for healthy sex life. You know, and that's what it is. And it will be launching, the magazine will be launching, when is it, next week? The 20th, actually, sorry.
Congratulations.
Okay. Thank you.
Beautiful. I need my copy. I want everybody that has sent in some kind of sexy picture for that magazine to sign theirs for me. And all of that good stuff. I'm really excited to see it.
I don't think they're mine, too. No. I don't think they're mine.
Yes, no, absolutely. And that was a great shoot to be a part of, you know. Shout out to
Joey,
Island Boy Photography and Claire Kia for that. Yeah, that was great. So
yeah, it was a great show.
You know, I'm very honored to be a part of it.
Thank you.
And
thank
all the photos that y'all don't use from it, you know, you can just send them my way. I'll post them all over the place.
No worries. No, it's a lot of photos too. So, and in the issue, there's a lot. I think there's at least 8 photos. So it's a big spread. The magazine has very, very big spreads in there. And it's also, I have a spread with my really good friend from New York in there as well. We're playing on the beach with topless, so the men would love that.
That's perfect
you
for your friend that asked the question earlier, King. He doesn't need to go to Playboy. He can go to Nature Attica.
Yeah, exactly. Now, it's so funny because when I had posted the picture of the three of us, he was just like, oh, I celebrate her entire catalog. I was like, that's what's up. So I know he's gonna be very pleased by that.
So, yeah. Narissa, before we wrap up, I also wanna ask you, what can we expect from your cosmetic line and your skincare line? When can we get our hands on some of this goodness?
Oh, well, the line will be it will be launched the end of June. It's completely vegan and organic, you know, all certified amazing ingredients.
Nice.
And, you know, I cater to hair, skin, and your lips. So I will have vegan lipstick for all the ladies, matte and gloss.
Wonderful.
You know, I just want to give everybody some real good home treatment. You know, so there's so many products out there. It works for you, but it's not healthy. And over the
right.
years, if you continue to use chemicals in your hair, all of a sudden you have rashes and your scalp is itching and you don't know why. It's because of the bad chemicals. So I'm going to give you something that works and is healthy for you as well. And my line is completely black owned. You know, the chemist, from the chemists to the factory to everybody is completely black owned. Because we need to start empowering Black people more when it comes to business.
Absolutely. Well, we will certainly be supporting your line. King, any final thoughts or questions for Narissa before we wrap up for tonight?
Well, I definitely want to say it's very important, the work that you do. And just, I think you touched on it earlier, just the taboos in regards to sex and sexuality that we have within our community. So I just want to applaud you for doing that and definitely remind everybody to check out, you know, every single possible way that you can find out all the different things that Narissa has going on and support it. Just as she said, we need to support each other out here. So
yes, we
more
do.
More statements and questions.
Tell us everywhere that we can find all of your work, and I want to make sure these ladies know where to get their toxic-free yoni eggs.
Yes,
all
that
right. Well, you guys can visit my website. It's naturotica.net. NATURO. Oh gosh, you guys just made me forget how to spell. NATURO.TICA.net. Naturotica. And my website as well is NarissaIrving.com, NERISSAIRVING. It's under construction. I know a lot of you have been writing me, complaining. It will be up very, very soon with new stuff.
Thank you.
And they can find all of your social media handles?
Yeah, my Twitter and my Instagram is at Narissa Nefertiti, which is NERISSANEFETERI. Tweet me and friend request me on Instagram.
Thank you so much. I want to also remind both of you, you know, I never leave without giving an assignment. We're going to need that video of you vaginal lifting, playing the violin, and King. We're going to need you doing some male Kegels with some weight.
Yes, with a yoni egg or strapped on.
That's yes,
right.
Yes.
Strapped on yoni egg. And for those at home, you got homework too.
So thank you so much, Narissa. And King, will you take us out for the night?
Absolutely. This is a renaissance for the art of making love. Jet set around the globe with the Mile High Club. Stay sexy, y'all.
The ultimate. Action. This a renaissance for the art of making love. Jet setting round the globe with the Mile High Club. Come fly with us, friendly skies above. The ultimate high, and baby, you my drug. So let me explain that making love in the rain will make your whole life change. Said you like it rough, so every spot get touched. Foreplay to roleplay, ropes and handcuffs. So blow a kiss my way, turn up the Sade. Lost in the moment, been in it since Friday. Menage a trois, c'est la vie. On you, on her, and you're both on me. See, treat her like a queen,
fuck her like a porn star.
Treat her like a queen,
fuck her like a porn star.
Treat her like a queen,
fuck her like a porn star.
Treat her like a queen,
fuck her like a porn star.
So let me introduce ya to all the positions of the Kama Sutra. I'm a gentleman, open doors and pull out chairs. Behind closed doors, smack ass and pull back hair. Soon as you said king, put that right there. Head you up against the wall, legs up in the air. So down and move your hips like a lunar eclipse. Honey dip, skin tone, been calling for bliss. Could tell how you want it from the way that you kiss. So I keep a wet smile on all four of your lips.
Treat her like a queen,
fuck her like a porn
star.
Treat her like a queen,
fuck her like a porn
star. Treat her like a queen,
fuck her like a porn
star. Treat her like a queen,
fuck her like a porn star.
So let me introduce ya to all the positions of the Kama Sutra. Girl, you just like me, always stay in the mood. Rest of the world disappear when we get up in our groove. Cocoa butter smooth, then step into all the moves. And your legs look amazing in some high heel shoes. Couldn't choose a favorite body part, it's all the work of art. Shit, you got the Mona Lisa on smash. Said your clothes looking on ya, but they look better off ya. So let's make sure that good shit lasts. Take them all from me.
Treat her like a queen,
fuck her like a porn
star.
Treat her like a queen,
fuck her like a porn
star. Treat her like a queen,
fuck her like a porn
star. Treat her like a queen,
fuck her like a porn star.
So let me introduce ya to all the positions of the Kama Sutra.
You know there's 529 positions in the Kama Sutra, right? Why we gotta choose just one?
I'm baptized in your thighs when your body explodes. I'm baptized in your thighs when your body explodes.